I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
We're good to go.
Welcome to the Sadman season. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Or as they say in Greek, Maranatha, Jesus, Maranatha. Terry, I'm on duty. What about you?
I'm on duty, Jesse, and I'm excited about Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus, more than ever when I see what's out there in the world today. But you know, Jess, I got one focus, and that is I want to get to heaven. Okay, so whatever I got to do that, whatever sacrifices I got to make, I want to make them. Why? Because I know that without Good Friday, there's no Easter Sunday. And today's show, not only are we going to take the gospel of today, not only are we going to talk about Fulton Sheen's comment about forgiveness, we're going to talk about something very, challenging. And it's regarding the January 6th date when we have the alternative states for the electors. What's going on with that? And so that's one thing that's going to shock a lot of people. It's going to take a lot of courage to do something like this, but it might happen. Also, is there a coronavirus bioweapon, Jess? If we get out to all of this, I hope so. But also, I want to say we have our good friend coming in to talk about Eucharistic Mary's Miracles movie that's just coming out that I think a lot of us would definitely want to talk about and hear about. And then there's so much more if we get to it. I really like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's challenging COVID in a very, you know what it is? He's using common sense about the COVID-19, which hasn't been approached for, as far as I can see, in the last 9 or 10 months. So much more. But before we get to all of this, Jess, my favorite part is the gospel, the good news of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please, let's get that soul food in.
Yes. Today's all the readings today are very beautiful. Now, let me just tell you just about the Old Testament readings. You got the Song of Songs and the prophet Zephaniah. It's talking about my lover, you know, my daughter Israel. That's a reference to several things. Number one, God is talking to the Old Testament people of God. But that's also a reference to the Catholic Church. But that's also specifically a reference to the Blessed Virgin Mary. O daughter Zion, sing joyfully, O Israel. O daughter Jerusalem. My lover, you know, is like a gazelle or a young stag. This is all pointing to the church, which is known as feminine in the New Testament, and also the Blessed Virgin Mary, which shows how much love God has for Our Lady, A, and how much love God has for us, B, the church. And the church is called Mater Ecclesia, Mother Church. It's a feminine. So today's Gospel of Luke, it tells us, Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. That's her cousin. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Now notice two things that happened there. John the Baptist in utero, at the presence of his cousin, baby Jesus, who's just born, just been conceived. Jesus is still small, smaller than John the Baptist in utero. John, filled with the Holy Spirit, proclaims these shouts of joy in his mother's womb at the presence of his cousin Jesus, who he knows to be divine, the Son of God. And then the Holy Spirit fills Elizabeth with the following words, "Most blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." That's part of the Hail Mary that Catholics pray. And by the way, those words come directly from God, because God gave those words to an angel. The angel didn't come up with it. Angels are simply messengers of God. Our Lady says, "And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth said that. "For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy." By the way, leapt for joy, that's the same Greek verb that's used in 2 Samuel chapter 6 when King David, it says they took back the ark from their enemies, the Philistines, and they're processing with the Ark of the Covenant, which is the holy box, which contains the presence of God. And as King David is marching behind the ark back towards Jerusalem, David is leaping with joy. It's the same Greek verb that we find in the New Testament where it says, and John leapt for joy in his mother's womb. Then it says, blessed are you who believed what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Richard, there you go. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Here's what's important. Every one of us is also blessed if what? If we believe what's spoken to us.
Yep.
This is, you have a lot of atheists and skeptics and doubters, and they say, I'm not going to believe in any of this, Jester Terry, until I can see it with my eyeballs.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? That's not called faith.
Nope.
Okay? Faith is believing in the things based on the testimony of reliable eyewitnesses without having seen it. And that's why it's called faith, and that's why there will be a reward, because we're believing based on the promises of Jesus Christ and his word. And so, as a Catholic, remember, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says, we live by faith and not by sight. Terry?
Well said, Richard. Or I should say, Jesse. I want to bring in the smartest guy in the room right now. And read this. Listen to what Bishop Sheen has to say and ask yourself this question. I'm asking it to me, Jess, myself, all of us. Is there someone I need to forgive? Yeah, here it comes. Bishop Sheen's on forgiving others. Bishop Sheen says, we must forgive others, for on no other condition will our own sins be forgiven. In fact, it is almost a moral impossibility for God to forgive us unless we in turn forgive. Has he not said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy? Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. For with the same measure that you shall mete out, and it shall be measured to you again. This is just basic biblical teachings on forgiveness. And I want to just mention, Jesse, that we had a deacon from Canada, and he did a series of one talk, actually, on the hidden power of forgiveness. And I would say that went about 400,000 copies through Lighthouse. If people want to get the hidden power of forgiveness by Deacon Bob McDonald, just take it. We'll email it to you. Just call in 877-526-215. And it's the most powerful one-hour talk on the power of forgiveness. Jess, when we come back from the break, we're going to show a video of a three-minute video on a new movie on the Eucharist. But also, Jesse, let's take advantage of these 4 minutes now to talk a little bit about something that I find incredibly important, January 6th. Why is January 6th such an important date, Jess, for in America?
Well, even more than January 6th, Terry, January 20th. Let's not forget.
That's the big one, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, that's the big one. The elections are not over,
right?
Okay? The date that is the most important date, according to the U.S. Constitution,
right,
is January 20th.
That's right.
And the President Trump's camp is sending alternate slate of electors to Congress. And again, I remind you, don't panic. Don't get stressed out. The only date in the Constitution that is relevant, yeah, in terms of the elections right now for the next president is January 20th. So we have a month. We have a month to right the wrong of this fraudulent election and result and certify President Trump as the winner of this election. And in fact, Stephen Miller, who's a senior advisor to President Trump and his campaign, he was on Fox and Friends the other day. He revealed that he said today an alternate slate of electors in the contested states is going to vote.
Yep.
And we're going to send those results up to Congress. So God willing, Terry, Stephen Miller, the senior advisor, says this will ensure that all of our legal remedies remain open. And he's referencing a host of lawsuits revealing election fraud and irregularities. And Stephen Miller says, if we win these cases in the courts, then the alternate set of electors can be certified. So I repeat to you,
yeah,
the only date in the Constitution that is relevant to finalize all of this is January 20th. So we still have 29 days. We have enough time to right the wrong of this fraudulent election result and certify Donald Trump as the winner of this election. So I'm going to ask you, pray as if everything depends on God and act as if everything depends on you.
Can you imagine the courage that's needed for those men and women? Wow.
Yes.
Hey, Jess, I've got some good news. We're going to have a mass tomorrow night on St. Charbel's Feast, the 22nd of each month, and we're going to be inside the church. Not because...
Congratulations.
Thank you.
California's open.
California's open.
Yes, sir.
And it's an Eastern Rite mass because it's the Melkites. Their bishop said, come on into the church. I'm praying that our local Latin church bishops will say, look, in California, the Supreme Court has spoken. Let's get back into the churches. We'll practice social distancing. But that's where we should be worshiping, inside the church. So it's 7 p.m. Mass tomorrow night here at the Sacred Heart Chapel. And what we have is the relic of St. Charbel. And, Jess, you know how powerful that man, St. Charbel, is. So if you've never heard about him,
He's called the St. Padre Pio of the East.
That's right, Jess.
Yeah.
Hey, and one more quick note. Let us worship. Pastors are calling for Christian revival. I'm with my Protestant brothers. They're saying COVID-19 lockdowns is more now to go back in our churches and to pray. This is a California Protestant church, Jess. And you know what I'm finding, Jess? I don't know about you. I'm finding that I'm agreeing more with my Protestant brothers' zeal right now to proclaim the gospel than some of us inside the church. How about
Terry,
you?
Terry, when I hear Billy Graham's son, what's his name?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, Billy Graham's son. When I hear him speak, I tend to agree with him more than I do people in my own church.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we're going to show a movie clip of a new movie to help will bring back more reverence towards the Eucharist and belief in the real presence. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. You're going to be blown away by seeing this little Eucharistic miracle movie teaser, because we have two good friends of our show on the air here with us to tell us some more about this Eucharistic miracle. But I want to show the movie first, a little clip from the movie, and then we'll ask our producers why are they doing this. Let's play the clip. I think we had a little clip that we're trying to get. Let me do this while he's working on getting that clip. Let's see if we can get Angelo. Are you there? It's Terry and Jesse Romero. Good to see you, my brother. Good. Is Ray coming? Angelo, is Ray going to be able to join us?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I mean, he received the email.
Good. I hope he can. Angelo, has anybody ever told you I'm going to make you blush? You look a little like Padre Pio. Come on, tell us the connection. Tell us the connection.
Relations with him. We gotta do it.
That's right. Well, let me see if we can get that clip, Mr. Engineer. Are we ready to blow that clip? I can't hear. Jesse, why don't you ask him some questions? I'm gonna check into that.
Angelo, so tell us what inspired you to make this little video on the Holy Eucharist. How did this happen in your mind? Was it a conversation you had with somebody else? What inspired you to do something like this right now?
It was a combination. I mean, I've been seeking to be able to do something for our church. I mean, I saw that there was no answer from the church to making something really for the speaker today. Audience to speak to their own lay people. I mean, it's like it seems now, so far, it's a priest and bishops that are more willing to doing their own beauty videos about themselves and glorify themselves versus what the sheep needs, what we need. And I mean, and I've been in this industry for so many years. I work for Marvel. I work for Disney, for all these features, and that. Our job is to study, understanding what the audience wants. We don't do movie for ourselves, but we do movie for what the audience needs, what the audience are seeking, what the audience are, they are more inclined to likes. I mean, so when I saw a Ray video about the interviewing about the Eucharist miracles, I've been following Carlo Acutis for a long time, and he was even to him too. He was really close to San Padre Pio, so I always knew it. I mean, he was going there to Italy often. To San Giovanni Rotondo, where recently I got married there too.
Wow. Hey, Angelo, let me ask you something. I just got word that Ray's on the line with us. Ray, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show, brother. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you all?
Great. I see you there, Ray. Hey, Ray, we want to play the clip, but, you know, we're having the demons come in, and we're going to play the clip, and it just disappeared, so we're trying to get it right back. I want to play the clip, but let me ask you this, Ray. Is it a fair statement to say that this Eucharistic miracle movie is going to help young, old, everyone having a better appreciation for the real presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist?
It definitely will. You know, there's nothing that I've seen excite people than seeing Eucharistic miracles and to see that this really is Jesus. Mm-hmm. The heart of Jesus that we see in these miracles is something that has touched so many souls.
And Angelo was explaining a little bit about the genesis of all this. Could you just share a little bit more about how you guys came together, and then what was the connection with Angelo and you? And I'm interested in that.
Yeah, you know, it was amazing because I was just on Instagram and saw a message from Angelo, and he said, "Ray, I want to work on this project." Mm-hmm. So we got on a Zoom call, and he told me that he wanted to make a movie with me, but he didn't know producers or anything like that that could help pull it all together. So we'd have to do a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Right after that, I spoke to another guy, Austin, who is a producer, and said, "Ray, I've got everything. I just need a director, but I won't have one until the end of next year." I said, "No problem. I just spoke with the director." So they go to the same parish in LA, and just really the Holy Spirit guiding all this.
Awesome. And I want to play the clip. I'm seeing if the engineer can get it right back, because the clip really does justice for what you're saying. And when is this movie going to be available for people to get? Watch it.
Yeah, so we're hoping to have it done by Corpus Christi 2021, so that's June 3rd.
Yeah.
But there may be a couple things that happen that will make this movie even more incredible. So
Ray,
we'll keep you posted.
Is there a website that our folks can go to and kind of get connected with?
Yeah, ChristianChannel.com is the company that's putting all this together, and it has our trailer video there. Excellent. And how to support.
Right, Jesse, any questions?
Yeah, Ray, how long is this documentary or video that you guys are putting out? Hey, how long is it? Is it a historical analysis of 2,000 years of Eucharistic miracles, or are you focusing on a particular Eucharistic miracle, or is it more of the contemporary Eucharistic miracles? Give us a little bit of info about the documentary.
Definitely. So we're hoping it to be between an hour and a half and 2 hours. It's a lot of information to pack in, and we're going to focus on three Eucharistic miracles. The most popular one in Lanciano, Italy, Argentina, Buenos Aires, and then Tixla, Mexico. So Tixla is from 2006 and Buenos Aires is from 1996. And then Lanciano is from the 8th century. So we're going to cover a grand spectrum. We're hoping to obviously cover Eucharistic miracles, but also throw in some apologetics to help people that may not be Catholic or may have fallen away from their faith to really understand what this is. And then we're going to have some historic scenes. Angelo can probably tell you more about those. But
oh, good.
It's going to be, what was that, Terry?
I said, oh, good. But Ray, let me ask you this before I get to Angelo. You're a younger man. Both Jesse and I are in our 60s. And when I saw what has happened in the church, the de-Eucharistization.
59, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jesse. you know what? He was born in his mother's womb 60 years ago. Anyhow,
there we go.
The point I'm making to you, Ray, is we've seen a de-Eucharization that has gone on in the church 50, 60 years ago. I watched it. Okay, people do not reverence the Blessed Sacrament as much as it was when I was a child. And I see what Pew Research is showing, the disrespect and the sense of disbelief in the real presence. Is this movie going to help young people, old people, and it really come back to have an appreciation of what the council calls the source and summit of the Christian life? Question.
You know, Terry, that's a great question, because one of these Eucharistic miracles actually occurred because someone put the body of Christ in a candlestick rather than consuming our Lord.
Oh boy.
That's how little respect they had for Jesus. Yeah. And then it was placed in a tabernacle and that host turned into flesh.
Right.
Really, I think Jesus showing, I'm here. And we're seeing more and more of these Eucharistic miracles. Within the last 50 years, we've probably seen more than we have in many centuries. Because I think now, more than ever, obviously, people have a scientific mind and they want to see, you know, hear from medical professionals and sure. physicists and things like that. But God is showing us in this time of great disbelief, when so few Catholics truly believe this is Jesus,
yeah.
he's giving us miracles to strengthen our faith.
Well, we're not...
Give me the dates of the Mexico miracle and the Buenos Aires miracle. What dates were those? What years?
The Mexico miracle was in 2006.
Okay.
And Buenos Aires was in 1996.
And Rick...
So these are...
Yeah. Can we give you the... Because we're not showing the clip, I'm really disappointed we can't get the clip on. How can people watch the clip on your website? Is that true that you can give us a website where they can watch it?
Yes. So if you go to christianchannel.com,
mm-hmm.
just type in christianchannel.com, okay. and that is where the trailer is located, all the information on the movie. You can also go straight to YouTube on my YouTube channel, The Joy of the Faith. Mm-hmm. So
Good.
It's just The Joy of the Faith on YouTube.
Let me run over to Angelo and ask him some of that historical perspective. Angelo, what are you bringing to the table here that's going to bring people the beauty of the Holy Eucharist? Angelo?
Yes, so we really planning to do some of a combination between some of the martyrs that they die for this piece of bread. And I mean, yeah. like some Protestant thinking, I mean, mm-hmm. so... And try to go through some of the Bible paths, the main important Bible paths that cover is the Eucharist miracle, the Eucharist, because every movie we watched from a beautiful movie that was done of Jesus of Nazareth to even the movie that Mel Gibson did about the Passion of Christ, all try to fit the agenda of pleasing both Protestant and Catholic. By doing that, they are really washing out some of the most important Bible passages that are... and therefore, when you don't see visually,
yeah.
you start undermining, and I mean, what really Christ meant. I mean, so there are some of these Bible important Bible passages. I mean, I really want... show visually these powerful passes and what really happened to try to don't leave any doubt to people that's going to view. Say, ah, wow, I didn't know that there was that Bible pass. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah. Angelo, let me just ask Ray one final question before we yeah. have to break.
What's the name of the movie? Because I'm on the website
Eucharistic,
and there's movie trailers.
Eucharistic
What's
miracle?
It called?
Yeah. What's the title of the movie?
Eucharistic miracles.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Now, Ray, let me just ask you this. I like action items. The movie won't come out until Corpus Christi. What can our listeners do? I know we can pray for the success of this movie, but how can they help promote this movie in the months, you know, in what, 8 months, what, five, 6 months, 6 months before it comes out? Tell us what they can do to help you.
Yeah, so prayers are most important in this. We can't do it without prayers. All the connections that have already happened so far and that will continue to happen are due to the grace of God.
Amen.
Obviously, you can make a pledge at the Christian Channel. That's very helpful. Will allow us to have the funds to make this
sure.
as professional as we hope. But on our YouTube channel, on the Joy of the Faith YouTube channel, we're going to post videos in the upcoming months to keep everyone engaged with the movie. But what I would recommend is sharing the trailer, the promotional video that you'll see on either my YouTube channel or christianchannel.com.
Got it.
That video is very well done and will, I think, touch a lot of people that may not have cared too much about the Eucharist.
Well, Ray and Angelo, I want to thank you. It's called Eucharistic Miracles Movie. And I want to just thank the two of you in collaborating and also responding to the graces that were given to both of you to do this. So I thank you for saying yes to Jesus on this.
Of course. Could I add one thing, Terry?
Sure, you got another minute. Go ahead, brother.
All right, we're going to have John 6 acted out in this movie, mm-hmm. where Jesus says, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life
Excellent.
In you."
Excellent.
And the crowd's leaving. This has never been done before. And we'll be done in a very powerful way to show, especially Protestants, that Jesus was speaking literally here.
Yes.
Not on the flesh.
Amen.
So that's going to be powerful. And that's, I'm most excited for that.
Yes. Is this going to go straight to video, DVD on YouTube? Or is it going to, are you guys thinking of putting this in the cinema?
It'll be in theaters in June.
Okay.
And then also on Christian Channel. Yeah, so it's going to be in theaters. We're going to have a red carpet premiere in California.
I hope to be there, brother.
Yes, we'd love to have you.
God love you. Thanks again, Ray and Angelo. You're two good men who are too blessed to be stressed. God love you.
Thank you.
Up next, more on the Terry and Jesse Show right after a short break.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry. Hey, Jesse.
St. Peter Canisius, pray for us.
Pray for Jesse. We just got word.
Yeah.
The clip came in. I want a 2.5-minute clip on the Eucharist. So let's
do it.
Let's play that clip and then we'll move forward.
You got it.
This is my body. For centuries, Christians have debated what Jesus meant. Was he speaking symbolically? Did the bread become his body? Does it even matter? This is the most important debate in Christianity, as the answer changes everything. Christ has given us a series of Eucharistic miracles where the bread has transformed into his flesh to show this truly is the body of Christ. These miracles have been studied by medical doctors from around the world with cutting-edge technologies, but unfortunately most Christians don't even know that they exist. To share this truth, we are making the first ever Eucharistic miracle movie by a member of an Oscar award-winning team. Using the best in 3D animation and visual effects, we're going to make a movie that's so impressive that you could share it with anyone.
I'm the director and DP for this movie. I have 35 feature films on my belt. I've been playing almost every role in this filmmaking, from concept, storyboard, producing, writing, animation to D3D, special effect.
We will go into the theology of transubstantiation and Jesus' Eucharistic command with the best theologians in the Catholic world. We will also consult doctors, including those who have personally analyzed these miracles. These doctors will address questions that both non-believers and believers have difficulty understanding. A misconception that our culture has is that science and faith contradict. In this movie, we're going to consult physicists and other doctors in various specialties to show that science affirms the truths of our faith. This movie is exactly what the world needs right now. We want to make a movie that shows the truth in a way that compels anyone to ask, could this really be Jesus? Whether it's your fallen away son, your evangelical sister, or your atheist or agnostic neighbor. We live in a world that's starving for quality, holy content, and we can't do this halfway. To make this a professional production, we're going to bring in animators who've worked at Disney and Lucasfilms. Can you help us make this a reality? Because we will need your help. For example, just 8 minutes of animation will cost over $30,000. We will also have historic scenes to film, international travel, and more. Also, Catholic means universal, so we want to make this a truly universal film. And with your help, translate this into 12 languages, so souls across the globe can see this movie. Blessed Carlo Acutis was the first person to share Eucharistic miracles with the world. Please help us pick up where he left off.
All you have to do is go to thechristianchannel.com and click on Crowdfund Films. When you click on Crowdfund Films, you're going to see Eucharistic miracles. Our deadline for this movie is January 4th. So right now is the time to make this movie happen.
Oh boy, I'm excited. That's going to be Corpus Christi of 2021 when it comes into theaters. Wow. I love it. They're doing a good job, Jess.
Yeah, this couldn't happen at a better time. The church needs... I mean, I'll just be honest. We're down to 8% of Catholics attending Mass on Sundays in the United States. 8%.
Wow.
And we've taken a free fall. I mean, before 1965, 75% of Catholics were going to Mass. So we need a movie just like this, because most Catholics, I would say 93% of Catholics, I mean, the ones aren't 92% of Catholics, they probably think that's a piece of bread. So why should they get out of bed and get out of their nice, comfortable pillow if they're just going to go get a Ritz cracker down the street?
Yeah.
So I think these gentlemen, these brothers in Christ, they're doing the greatest thing. I'll be honest with you. I'm just going to say it. I'll get in trouble.
Say it, man. Go ahead.
They're doing a bigger service for our church with this video than many of our bishops are doing.
Well, that's why Fulton Sheen said it. Who's going to save the church? The lay people. And lay people.
He said not the bishops.
No.
He said not the bishops.
Nope.
And people like Angelo and Ray.
Yeah.
These are just rank and file Catholics.
Yep.
They have a love for the church. And they're going to say, well, not on my watch. I'm going to do what I can to save the church. God bless these guys, man. These guys are amazing.
Hey, Jess, let's move on to our next topic. And this is interesting. Is the coronavirus a bioweapon? In other words, a chemical weapon? And this is an article by our good friend, Stephen Mosier. So you know he did his homework.
Yeah, Stephen Mosier is an expert on China. In fact, the president consults with him and his staff on all things China. So Stephen Mosier, here's some of the relevant things that he says. Mm-hmm. He quotes Dr. Francis Boyle, who's an expert on biowarfare.
Yep.
And Dr. Boyle says that the coronavirus that we're dealing with here is an offensive biological warfare weapon. Now, Francis Boyle is speaking of the Wuhan Institute of Wuhan's Institute of Virology, which is at the epicenter of this epidemic. And he's also said that there have been previous reports of problems with the Wuhan Institute lab and things leaking out of it. Dr. Boyle, he's also says that the Chinese Communist Party would have to have both the intention and the capability to develop such a weapon. So the question is, does it? Well, it's not a secret that the Chinese Communist regime, despite being a signatory to the Biological Weapons Convention, regards the development of bioweapons as a key part of achieving military dominance. And in fact, the vice president of China's Academy of Military Medical Science, his name is He Fuchu, he said back in 2015 that, quote, biomaterials were the new strategic commanding heights of warfare. So, Terry, China's moving into this area at warp speed. Forget about this conventional warfare. China's saying we don't need to be going tanks and planes and guns.
Nope.
They are looking into the future. Modern biotechnology development to use it as to weaponize it. And in fact, look at how evil this is.
Yeah.
The People's Liberation Army General Zhang Shibo, and again, it doesn't surprise me that they're doing this. They're atheists. If you don't believe in God, all you believe in this lifetime, so you're going to come up with monster science to kill people.
Of course.
He says this in a book that he wrote, War's New Highland. He claims that modern biotechnology development is gradually showing strong signs, characteristic of an offensive capability, including the potential for specific ethnic genetic attacks.
Crazy.
Think about that.
Crazy.
Specific ethnic genetic attacks. Terry, we are now way beyond guns and tanks and bombs. We are now into a place of evil that we've never been before, Terry.
Yeah, Jesse, the bottom line is that China has everything it needs to create a deadly bioweapon. The technology, the facility, and the raw biomaterial. And you know, Jess, much...
And the hatred.
Of course, but...
the diabolical hatred.
Exactly, atheism. See, much ink is spilled in the Washington Post and other mainstream media outlets to try to convince us that this deadly coronavirus is a product of nature rather than some evil, actually. And then here's what my point is. This doctor, Li Mengyang, has published a series of papers proving to the satisfaction of the objective observer that the novel coronavirus was not only a man-made, but was also intended to be as a bioweapon. Jess, this whole article that Steve wrote, we don't have all the time to go through it all, but I want people to go on either jesseromero.com or virginmostpowerfulradio.org to get a copy of this, because you don't hear this. When did you hear this on a regular news station? Never. This is like it's like hidden. Nobody wants to talk about this.
Yeah, you'll catch this in some of the, like, you know, One American News Network or Newsmax. But you're not going to get on the mainstream news channel.
Not on,
No. And Steve Mosher also says, he says that there's one final piece of evidence.
Oh, yeah.
He says that for me as a China hand, supports the theory that the coronavirus is a Chinese bioweapon that was deliberately released upon the world. There's a rumor going around on the Chinese internet that the United States has has deliberately unleashed an American bioweapon on Chinese on the Chinese population. Telling such absurd claims are not being censored by the authorities, while accurate reporting on the epidemic is. It is very much in character for the Communist Party leaders to blame their chief geopolitical rivals for crimes that they themselves have committed. And he says, we may never know for certain whether the bioweapon known as COVID-19 was deliberately released upon the world, but we do know that the major Western print, broadcast, and social media are all doing their best to dismiss the very possibility as a paranoid fantasy. Again, Terry, personally, I have no doubt that Communist China has bought the silence of the American mainstream media.
Of course, that's the battle right now, Jesse. Who's gonna carry the narrative? Is it going to be atheistic communists, or is it going to be upright people who are going to know the truth that's what sets us free? I'm convinced, Jesse, and I don't mean to be politically here, but I'm going to say this. Mr. Biden, if for some reason he does get in to be the president, are you kidding me? He's been paid by the communists, Jess. This guy is going to make things make life really easy for the communists in China.
And make life hell for Catholics
exactly.
And Protestants.
Exactly. And not only that, he's going to take all those fees that President Trump was making them pay for funding America and take them all away, and the Chinese are going to be so happy. As a matter of fact, can I make a little plug for Church Militant, Jess? I told you this morning to watch a video.
Oh, yeah. They had an amazing video today.
Tell us about it, Jess.
Well, Terry, Michael Voris is he's an investigative reporter, and he's the best right now that we have in the Catholic Church, especially when it comes to connecting the political with the spiritual. I don't think anybody does it better than Michael Voris. And anybody out there, I'm going to recommend it. You should get your cup of coffee every morning, do it after your morning prayers, and you should be watching Church Militant's Vortex. It's a 5 to 6 minute presentation of the issues of the day. And today, every day I'm impressed, Terry, to be honest
with
you.
This one it really got me.
Yeah, but today the Vortex is called Peas in a Pod. Peas in a Pod. And he shows, first of all, the cowardness of our bishops and the rhinos that are being paid for by big tech and big pharma. And he shows that the cowards in our church, the deep church, and the cowards in politics, the deep state, they're working together. They're one and the same.
Up next, Ted Cruz, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., challenges COVID totalitarianism. He's using common sense. We'll be right back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible says, do not put your trust in princes. Did you catch that? Do not put your trust in princes. You know, Ted Cruz and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., they're challenging the COVID totalitarianism that we're finding out today. The bizarre and the lunatic totalitarian COVID cult, it's not about vaccines or protecting people's lives. It's instead profoundly, it's anti-science, number one, and its only focus is on an absolute government control of every aspects of our life. We make no bones about saying that. This is all about control.
Yeah.
Terry,
yeah.
And thankfully that there's thousands of ethical physicians and scientists.
Right. Yeah, they're speaking up.
And others, they're now actively attempting to counter the flood of lies and extremely flawed narratives that are related to these things. And these are brave people because a lot of them are being threatened to lose their job. Yeah. And a lot of them are just being canceled. They're going on YouTube and they say, I'm Dr. So-and-so and I need to speak out. And they do so. And guess what happens? Their video gets scrubbed, Terry.
Well, you know, I've talked to those doctors personally not on the air, but, on my phone. And they told me, Terry, pray for us that we have the courage to speak up because what's going on in the medical is total like a snow job. and it's just being put out like it, without any science. And we're like, what is going on here? There's got to be an agenda here. Well, Doc, there is an agenda. And, you know, Jess, in this article that people are going to be looking at on our website, your website, I love the image in a Nazi rally where everybody's on the same page, you know, Heil Hitler, you know, the arm is raised up. It seems like the people here that are on board, that this is like their life. Like, oh, this is so important. They drop everything. As a matter of fact, Jesse, the coronavirus is, we call it collateral damage, is so much far greater than the vaccine, than the COVID-19 sickness. And people don't even see the connection. 10 million children a month die of starvation because of what we're doing and shutting off the food supplies. I personally think, Jess, we need to look deeper with Mr. Gates. He's the guy that said we need to have another billion people less on the planet. I'm wondering if this is being used as a way to trim the population. That's my thought.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned about that picture that's on the article, from LifeSite News.
Yeah.
It's Robert F. Kennedy that's giving a speech. The speech is called "Message for Freedom and Hope," and you got Americans giving the Nazi sign to him. Their right arm. It looks like a Nazi rally. It also is something funny, Terry. It also looks like what you see like at an RE Congress or, you know, at a very modernist mass where they say, raise your right hand and bless the person in the front. It looks like the same thing, Terry. It's just, my Catholic sensibilities had to say that. So, yeah, the article says this, that the false justifications for a now huge increase, again, in catastrophic, medically and scientifically unnecessary lockdowns, first bullet, second bullet, intense pressure to accept vaccinations with the poorly tested, dangerous, and never before tried mRNA vaccine.
Yep.
Third bullet. What may likely be an inevitable, devastating loss of fundamental rights and freedoms for those who refuse to be vaccinated. Fourth bullet. Partly because it is impossible to give fully informed consent to such vaccination because there is inadequate, trustworthy information about its safety and effectiveness. One of the persons, Terry, that's basically fighting this thing tooth and nail, a very surprising one of the members of the Kennedy family.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all over this. Robert Kennedy
Jr.
Robert Kennedy Jr. And he provides a very powerful, motivating overview of this coup d'etat.
Yeah, coup d'etat. Mm-hmm.
By these powerful international forces whom Kennedy claims they want to subvert our democracies and want to destroy our sovereignty and our control over our lives and our children's health.
Jesse,
Kennedy says this.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, it's powerful what he says.
It is.
He says, to thousands of citizens in 15 countries on all the continents in the world who have come together today to protest this coup d'etat,
yep,
big data, by big telecom, by big tech, by the big oil and chemical companies, and by this global public health cartel led by Gates and the WHO will have, and now amounts to $2 trillion and wants to magnify and amplify its wealth and its power over our lives, over our liberties. So Kennedy asks a lot of questions in this video.
Yes, he does.
That we may not have thought of, but should all be asking. He stresses the great importance of honest, open debate on the issues of our day, and the free flow of information, as opposed to the massive censoring of certain views that we are currently enduring. And he urges everyone to participate.
That's right.
In the exchange of information and free debate. And he tells all of his viewers, you are on the front lines.
That's
of
right.
The most important battle in history. And it's the battle to save democracy and freedom and human liberty and human dignity from this totalitarian cartel that is trying to rob us simultaneously in every nation in the world of the rights that every human being is born with. And so the founder of the Children's Health Defense.
That's important to say this, what he said.
Yeah.
Jess, let me just jump in one more second here.
Yep.
I want people to watch the video because then they can share it with their friends. It's a YouTube video and it's very powerful. But Jess was just saying the founder of the Children's Health Defense ends by announcing that Children's Health Defense is launching a daily information journal to help generate the flow of information and the debate. And that's very important to stay on top of this, because I'm going to tell you, this is critical for our freedom, not only for your family, but for our country.
Yeah, this guy, Terry, he's a great man. He's,
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed with him, too. You know, and he's making it plain, all the information, for everybody who is willing to listen.
Right.
And this guy, apparently, he's willing to give his life for the truth, because you can imagine what the Democrat Party thinks of him. He's, you know, he's a Kennedy.
Kennedy, yeah, really.
And I'll tell you one thing. This Kennedy
got courage,
thanks,
man.
Thanks be to God. But this type of leadership that you find in somebody in a political family, this is very rare.
Yeah.
And this is what our world needs right now, is a leader like Kennedy. Now, I'm not going to say we agree with him on everything, but on this issue, Terry, boy, oh boy, is he spot on.
Absolutely. And Jesse, this is the courage we all need. Let me just mention something, because it's the end of the year. I just got a Christmas card, Jesse. It's addressed to you and to me. And it says, if it wasn't for listening 3 years ago to your show, my husband and I would not have walked. We would have walked out of an RCIA program. They wanted to become Catholic 3 years ago, and they went into a watered-down RCIA program. And one of the leaders mentioned Father James Martin and how awesome he was. A red flag went up, and we live now in a very liberal area. But what happened is, the reason they stayed in their formation is because they were listening to the Terry and Jesse show, and they just were baptized Catholic a couple years ago, and they're faithful listeners, and they sent us a card. That's why I encourage people to support the Virgin Most Powerful Radio, because we're reaching people with the truth. We don't water down anything, Jess. That's the thing that we want to tell you. And, you know, for tomorrow, I'm hoping we can talk about the vaccine and what's going on and morality of that, because that's a big issue that everybody's asking. Jess, we got a couple minutes. Do we want to talk about the five stones, or do you want to finish up on this?
There's a Bible verse that I think really brings all of this. It brings all this, and it's the Bible verse that a lot of people aren't familiar with, because it's not quoted very often. It's in the book of Daniel, chapter 12. Mm-hmm. This is a verse that talks about what will happen before the second coming of Christ. When you read Daniel chapter 12, there's two things that have to happen. Saint Michael will come back to the earth. That's the first thing that Daniel chapter 12, it says, from verses 1 to 4. St. Michael will come back to the earth, so without a doubt. I mean, visibly, so we can see him. He's probably
impressive.
That'll be impressive to see this incredible general of God's army. And then something else that is a catalyst that has to happen before the second coming of Christ, and we're seeing it happening right now.
Yeah.
Let me read the Bible verse, and I'll explain it. It says this, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." Stop there. So Daniel's saying that before Christ comes back, many shall run to and fro. Some people have said, run to and fro. Well, right now, I have the ability to be in Arizona and in 4 hours be in New York. I can go to and fro because of airplanes. In 10 hours, I can be in Europe. We have an ability to be to and fro like we've never had before. But more than that, the second part of Daniel says, "And knowledge shall increase upon the earth." Stop there. So before Jesus comes back, knowledge shall increase upon the earth. Check this out. So Daniel the prophet, remember, this chapter 12 is about the last days. This is eschatology. And he's saying that knowledge upon the earth shall increase during the last days. I don't know if you realize, Terry, that in the last 150 years, when you look at a human timeline, the last 150 years of knowledge through technology has exploded.
Exactly.
And we've entered an age of information like never before. I think the latest figures that I read are that we're doubling the information that we can access now every 6 months.
Wow.
Doubling the information. I mean, look at how fast DVDs, cassette tapes went out and VCRs went out. They're replaced by DVDs and CDs, and now that's even gone.
That's right.
Now we're into MP3s, fast computers, cell phones. And today, your cell phone may be on the cutting edge. In 6 months, it's going to be a paperweight. That's one of the things that has to happen before the second coming of Christ. There's going to be this incredible explosion of knowledge, and we're seeing this with this this vaccine. In 6 months, they made a vaccine that we haven't even made a vaccine for the common cold, Terry. And in 6 months, we came up with a vaccine on this. And again, we're not sure what's inside of it. But again, knowledge upon the earth has increased. But the Antichrist and the system of the Antichrist is also using it for a lot of evil. We'll talk more about the throne.
Hey, Jesse, real quick. We just got a text from Diane. She says, I'm teaching my first grader son his address and his cell phone number. And I'm also including VMPR phone number for him to listen. First grader. Unbelievable. Hey, well, Jess.
They'll get the truth here.
You got, what state should we be living in, brother?
As Catholics, keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't keep your eyes on any man. I don't care who he is. Okay? Pray for your pope, your pastor, your bishop. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Be devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary. The devil is scared of her. You want to be next to your Mama Mary.
Amen.
The devil fears her. Pray your rosary every day. Read your Bible every day. Remain in a state of grace. Don't remain in a state of mortal sin. These are dangerous times. Don't be a fool. Terry?
Up next, Dr. Ed Mazza, the Bar of History on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.